Sammy Hagar probably won't do much for you either, though I imagine he's more indifferent than anything else now.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, I feel like recently Sammy Hagar was saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure Eddie's going to call any day now. We're going to do this.
You know? We're gonna drink some Cabo Wabo together.
That's right. Chicken foot not working out.
God. I'd forgotten about that. Gary Schrun's dead in a ditch somewhere, right?
Yeah, probably. Hopefully. I mean, well, hopefully he's maybe a little strong.
Yeah. Almost assuredly, though.
Yeah. The only reason I ever think about Chickenfoot ever is... Did you ever see the one episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Uh-huh.
Where they fucking have it's all polygonal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where Carl gets in his car and goes, who wants to hear some chicken foot? And then puts a fucking tape in, and that makes the car fucking transform.
I don't think I...
It happens like twice through the episode.
Yeah. I haven't seen that episode in many years, but now that you mentioned, I do remember that.
And I believe it actually is chicken foot being played at that point as well.
They got a lot of weird musicians and stuff on that show over the years.
Yeah.
The whole Danzig episode.
Right. And that was like an early one.
Yeah.
I believe the Insane Clown Posse may have been on an episode of
yes.
that, if I remember correctly.
I believe so. Yeah, that show got bad after a point, but the early seasons are still... They still hold up.
That one,
yeah.
With the transforming car and all the spy shit, is...
It was like more inconsistent.
It's a later one, but it might end up... Might be one of my favorites, just because it's so... It's like the sort of episode you can only have fucking like 7 years in.
Right.
Where you're just like, let's just have this throwaway episode where everyone kills each other. But yeah, there are a lot of episodes of that show that I never saw that I kind of want to go back and...
Yeah, I feel like I saw barely any from like the last two seasons of that show.
Well, they made them so inconsistently. Like,
yeah.
That show just existed on some kind of like, we also run the network, so we just kind of get to make the show whenever we feel like it.
We just made 3 episodes. Fuck it. Here you go.
I'm so totally going to buy some kind of fucking drink at this gas station. It's going to be awesome.
All right. I got this coffee, so I'm good.
Well.
Drink this coffee. My mother went to the trouble of making this coffee, so I'm going to drink it.
I mean, you can pour it out, because they sell coffee here, and I bet the gas station coffee is way better than whatever swill you got going on.
There's a sentimental value here that I feel like I should...
Sediment in the coffee? That's gross.
Yeah, I know. It's... Yeah. I'm used to it.
I'm gonna go inside.
All right. Yes, Yosuke's voice is actually a little bit like the stone chip alien guy. You're not wrong. I think Yosuke might be my least favorite member of the whole squad. I don't hate him. I just... There's something wrong with that boy. And it has nothing to do with Madarame. There's just that boy ain't right. It's Yosuke. Yusuke is the boy from, Oh, wait, no. Wait. Yusuke is the boy from Persona 5. Yosuke from Persona 4. He's alright. I don't know. I feel like maybe they should not have made those two names so similar between the two direct sequels to each other. I didn't think Yusuke was a huge asshole in 4. I don't know. Then again, I've sort of forgotten a lot. Yosuke, Yusuke. I don't know. It's all very confusing. I'm talking about the art boy. The weirdo art boy. Right, yes, okay. I'm starting to remember more about Yosuke, and yes, Yosuke had some problems. Yusuke made you fucking roll him around on a boat, though. And that was, I don't know. There's just something so, like, weirdly demanding about him and his bizarre obsession with aesthetics that I just, And yes, Haru is very underdeveloped. It feels like they kind of just throw her into the story with, like, absolutely no fanfare. I did not get very far into her, her social link, because I just was like, I don't really know why this character is here, or what's going on. So I didn't really bother. I focused on other characters. We are going to try to record that spoiler cast. We have to rebuild the studio and get some stuff done this week, but Ben and I would like to try and do that. So if we can fit it in, we will do it. Jeff is returning with beverages. I see two, no less than two rock stars.
You can tell from the way that I wield my breakfast taquito that I'm serious about flavor.
Yeah. I would never doubt that about you.
There was a lot of fucking people inside that gas station.
I guess there's a decent number of cars around here.
It felt like all of them were fucking up in like a slightly different way. Dropping shit.
I, you know.
Bringing, like, fucked up cards to the register and trying to pay with stuff that is not money.
Oh, careful. All right. That girl's just... She was just going for it.
Okay.
Until she wasn't. Trying to drive cars into other cars.
Yeah.
Discussing the children of Persona 5 chat.
Persona Kids.
Persona Kids. Phantom Thieves. It's gonna work.
Yeah, okay. By that, do you mean let's eat this breakfast taquito?
Not aware of any other work that we would need to do.
Let's go to work! I came to do work.
Work that taquito.
Ah! There's a sticker on the thing I need to fold over because I want stickers on my food.
And that's half the flavor. Arguably more than half.
Well, that's food.
Yeah. You can digest that.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Not well, yeah. But I mean, it will digest eventually.
Last weekend might have finally broken me on getting air conditioning installed.
It's good living if you can get it.
Yeah.
I recognize that out here the need for it is a little less than on the East Coast, where the thickness of the heat makes it somewhat unbearable. But yeah, if you're going to be having these like 100 degree days more often, then that's going to, you're going to need that. You think you just get like a unit for the bedroom or?
No, I'd probably get central cooling.
All right, going all the way.
I do have like a rolling, like a little portable unit, cool one room, but theoretically could.
It will cool it a little bit.
Yeah.
Enough to make you think, oh god, this is almost there, but not quite.
Yeah. Like, it's still uncomfortable, but then you walk into the rest of the house and go like, oh wait, fuck. It's actually worse out here. And also, all these window, you know, like, all these one-room units are all window units, or...
Yeah. And you don't really have windows that are, like, designed, because they don't design windows for houses out here, like, to the kind that AC like, units would fit not, in.
They're, you know, they're vertically, the windows slide open horizontally. You don't lift them up to open them.
Yep.
Which is how all those window units are built, is for windows like that, and no one out here, I have two windows like that. But generally speaking,
it's not enough.
No, and those types of windows don't really exist in quantity out here.
So we lucked out in that the people who lived in our apartment before us had air conditioning installed. And it was installed in, like, they built, like, wall-mounted units into the walls of the apartment. And then when we moved in, they were just like, hey, do you want to buy these air conditioners for, like, you know, $50 each or whatever? And we were like, yeah. Okay, yes.
Yes, of course, yes.
What, are you going to take them with you?
Is the other option to leave giant holes in the apartment?
Yeah, that's not great. And other than having to get them cleaned and the cold stuff refilled here and there, pretty low maintenance.
Cool.
This new Drake.
Yes, this is recent Drake.
I have not listened to any of the Drake since the last Drake full length.
It's not great. It has not been great for a while.
Yeah, that 2013 album was great. I like that album a lot.
Yeah.
I did not like Views very much.
No, Views is bad, I guess. I don't know.
It has like, some like of it's okay, a few good songs, but it's also like 75 minutes long, and most of that is not interesting.
And then you put out that this is like kind of a full length. It's like a full length that they chose to not call an album for what in like it's a what is it? They called it a playlist,
right?
Which is like the most fucking nothing term.
That's someone really just not wanting to call this your next album.
Right. Like, you know, because, like, oh, that'll come with certain expectations, and this is not that, so...
No, it did... All right, yeah. Words mean things, man.
Eh, not anymore. I do still have the Spotify playlist, which I signed up for Spotify and then have a collaborative playlist that anyone can contribute to.
Okay.
And by contribute, I mean they can, like, erase every single thing on it if they so choose.
Have they been doing that?
Yeah. Something. Oh, good. It's got 5 songs on it now.
All right, let's see what's on there.
Which, you know, it had been up to, I want to say, like, 600 or something.
Alright. Yes, I'm aware of this song.
Okay, yeah. This is a song?
It is. You can listen to it.
I think we are.
All right.
I don't know if we'll listen to the whole thing, but we are listening to it right now. It's been really stripped down to, like, the songs you would need, I think, you know, with these four songs here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would see, we mentioned it, now it's filling back up, but...
All right.
But, I don't know if Shuffle will catch all the new stuff.
We'll figure it out.
Did you know that Avril Lavigne is dead?
I read that on the internet.
Yeah. Okay, it is picking up songs as people are adding them.
Okay.
Which is good to know. That was something I couldn't quite figure out.
It's picking it up.
It is picking it up.
Picking it up.
So it's kind of this weird idea of, like, people can just fucking trash this playlist and then it ends up just bringing up sweet garbage.
Yeah.
And, like, people got really mad. There were, like, a lot of people that were like, I worked hard on this playlist, and people are just deleting it. And that's terrible. It's like,
See, I don't think people should delete, but I do think you should add as much trash as possible.
I mean, yes.
That's how I would set it.
But, yes. But you can set it that way. So, yeah. as it turns out, Spotify is not intended necessarily.
It has no troll.
No
troll regulation.
Whereas I kind of knew that going in. I was like, well, this thing's going to be like on the whole drive down. This is going to be like a 7-hour battle for how much anime can people fucking pump onto this thing.
How much did they pump onto that thing?
A fair amount.
All right.
Yeah. And then it got deleted, and, you know, some people were trying to clean it up or replace it with stuff that they wanted to, you know, hear, or they wanted me to hear, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it was always going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
For everyone involved. No one would come away from the playlist experiment saying, I had a good time.
It's my kind of nightmare.
Yeah. I feel like that should be the slogan for...
For a lot of Spotify?
No, for, like, most things I'm involved in.
Yeah, fair.
They wouldn't let me use... I wanted to use that for... They wanted a site tagline for, like, some marketing brochure. And I was just like, giant bomb, the nightmare continues. And they were like, no. I'm like, all right, fine. Hopefully you come up with one, then, I guess. I don't know.
Why do you even ask? If this is what you don't want, why do you ask? Oh, right, because you don't actually know what we do.
Yeah, that's...
I have heard this song in upwards of a dozen times recently because it's on that Tony Hawk playlist.
Oh, is there a Tony Hawk playlist?
The one I threw together, yes, on Spotify.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's move on then. I got excited for a sec. I was like, yes, Jawbreaker. And I realized, oh, this is Judas Priest.
I mean, that's fine.
By Judas Priest, which is a different thing.
Yes.
There are things I like about Spotify, but I don't think I'm going to keep my subscription. Like, using it again reminded me of, like, why I canceled it. Because of just how how poorly it integrates with, like, local music library stuff.
Yeah. After my great hard drive fire of 2016, I've mostly just been relying on that for music.
Yeah.
I still got a bunch of stuff saved on my phone, but pretty much everything I want to listen to is on there now. The exception of, like, a few, like, weird, obscure things that I, you know, collected over the years from, like, shows that I went to or played.
Right, yeah.
I will probably never find another copy of that mainstream trend demo, sadly.
Yeah, that's gone forever.
Yeah.
Unless I have it.
If you've got it, I might want to peel that off you at some point.
Yeah.
I did manage to save the Skillet demo, so...
I've definitely got that.
Yeah.
Who was in Main Street? Was Ross in Main Street Trend?
Yes.
Okay.
Ross and a bunch of other dudes from Casa Grande.
Okay.
I auditioned for that band once.
Auditioning for
their
local bands.
It was when they first started.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were looking for a drummer, and I played a couple of times with them, and I was like, yay!
Yeah.
And I decided not to. Nice enough guys. I just wasn't super into it. They got better.
Yeah, you know, they were fun.
By the time they were actually, like, playing regular shows, they were a much more solid band.
I want to say Ross moved to L.A., like, relatively recently.
I can see that.
Yeah.
He was doing, like, Hairspray, hairstyling.
Yeah. And then, like, had a YouTube channel that he was doing stuff with, I think.
Like, rant videos, or...?
No, yeah, you know, just talking about the state of the world.
Yeah.
No, I... And Van Halen won, and Van Halen is 1984.
I also, one of the first albums I owned was a Weird Al album, but it was the one that had the Nirvana parodies on it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's... Yeah, make the smiling drummer face for this.
Jazz! Oh, here we go.
There we go, alright.
I take solace in knowing that if there is, in fact, a hell, everyone involved in this will be going there.
I don't know, I figure that the kids themselves are innocent because they've probably been sold into some nightmarish slavery situation. And if they don't sing, they'll be beaten.
That's harsh.
If you listen to early Kidz Bop, there are barely any kids on it. It's kind of dark.
They're all like 20-something
people. Yeah, it's like adults singing the songs and then like some kids for the chorus. But then even not even the whole chorus in a lot of cases. It's just like, wait, what is this? It's like shit-ass cover versions. It took a while before they finally had built up a stable of children that they could rely upon or force into singing, you know?
It does make you realize that at some point the machine just got so needy that just every song had to get the treatment, no matter how needless the cover actually is.
Yep.
Gotta feed the Kidz Bop machine.
Oh, yeah, you gotta keep the Kidz Bop cranking turning. I like kicking.
Maybe that'll be this. Oh, here we go.
I like good tune. Isn't this song that funny? The way it is used across the internet. This song does not. Like, I think it's because I never saw a certain extra level for or something.
So it's not that it was. Runs the Smash Mouth account saying this was a
song. Did see that.
Yes. And he's still irritated about it and will, like, argue with people that, like, no, this is actually number one hit before Shrek came out. Shrek, you know, hey, you know, we were stoked to be a part of the movie, but, like, this is, you know, it's not the Shrek song.
Which is, like, so missing the point, because, like, it... Like, regardless of how it was used, like, this song was very much of its time, and yes. Now you'll still go, man, not only does this suck, but also, I suck.
Yep. Yep.
Because at one point, this song was okay. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Smash Mouth. Whatever. But it's not, I don't know. Like, I don't feel like it's, like, bad enough to have attained the joke status. Like, oh, shit, I'm going to put fucking All-Star on this playlist. Or, like, oh, shit, this song was a remix and suddenly it became All-Star. You're like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's no never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down?
Never gonna let you down. Which also is not a bad song, but...
But maybe took on more of a life of its own than it needed to.
Yeah.
It's No Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
That's, yeah, if you wanted to fucking, like, spring a fucking song on people and have them be bummed out, that's the fucking song.
I think I've decided that's the one song I'm going to play every time I do one of those drum marathons.
Yeah.
That's the only one that is guaranteed to be played every year. Yeah. Is Smooth.
Like, even talking about that song is just making me actually angry right
now. Yeah! I had never heard this until I heard the Neil Cicierega mashup with Bodies at the Floor.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that this was a song or what it was from. It sounded like something from the Top Gear soundtrack. I had no idea what it was.
You didn't know about popcorn?
No!
Finally,
now some jams!
Some fucking big dog jams.
The sad thing is, it's one of the better theme songs they ever, like, of modern WWE era.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's fine for what it is. It's just attached to the wrongest guy.
But like, what, you know, but no, it's
I mean,
not.
The right I mean, guy, yeah. But it's just,
like, it's taken on connotations as a result of everything around.
That's the new trolling, is Roman Reignsing people. That's what we should start doing.
Y'all got Reigns?
Yep. Y'all got big dogged.
Which yard are you in now? The fucking... It's his yard.
Don't Reigns on my parade.
Yeah. Why would they call the song The Truth Reigns? Were they going to do a Roman Reigns, R-Truth tag team and it fell through?
I mean, there's still time.
Yeah.
Now's the time for that R-Truth push.
They are giving him a bunch of fucking vignettes. They're building to a fucking Gold Dust R-Truth match.
Fine.
And giving him a lot of fucking backstage promo time.
See, I've seen the Gold Dust promos because I still love Gold Dust, so I actually looked those up.
Yeah.
Because I heard he was on TV more.
But, like, R-Truths are just, like, this black and white, like, kind of fucking funk waka-chaka-waka fucking sound behind it. And then he says some movie quote and then tells you what movie it's from. Like, that's from Rocky, 1987. Gold Dust, I'm gonna... And it's, like, fucking kind of amazing.
Sure, why the fuck not?
Yeah. Like, this is a fucking... You've turned a fucking match that no one would have really... had any interest in something, you at least go like, all right, yeah, sure.
I mean, the thing I've come to realize is that the best stuff WWE tends to do these days is around the fringes where the writers care the least.
Yeah.
So they're just letting people do whatever.
Right.
Like, I have to imagine all the fashion file shit was mostly born out of them being like, I don't know, fucking do some skits. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then somehow they just turn their improv chops into something good. I hope this song is, like, 7 minutes long.
Yeah. I hope it's got, like, lyrics at, like, the 4 minute mark.
Roman Reigns!
Yeah. Keep Roman, Roman, Roman.
Did you see the finale of VGCW?
I did not.
The end is that... Ganondorf is trying to become all-powerful by summoning the Game Genie, which is, like, the, bottom halfless thing from the Game Genie box.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is so powerful, it can't be defeated. So the only way it can be defeated at the end is for Ganondorf to transform into Bikerdorf at the end, finally. They had been teasing it the whole fucking series, and then finally they do it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. It was a good ending.
So is that, like, completely done, or, like, the dude who was doing it
Baza stopped, and then another dude took over.
Yeah, another took it over, but like...
I think it's officially done.
Yeah, unless someone else kind of came along and wanted to...
I think they wanted to just kind of give it a real ending.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sleep on it for a while, and maybe if those games add the features they need.
Yeah. Which will never happen.
Which will never happen.
Also, they got Justin Roberts to announce the characters for the final match.
Oh, I did. Yeah. I heard about that. That's weird. That's cool. I mean, but also really strange.
Hey, you know, he's got time.
Yeah.
Yes, now, yes, Tredic, now is the time, the best time to get all the VGCW episodes. All, like, 11 seasons of it, I think.
Yeah.
I guess Seth Rollins is on the cover of the new game.
Yeah.
Be like no one.
Yeah, it's a... And, like, they're framing it as just like, oh, yeah, the new generation is on the cover of this game. And it's a real passing of the torch. I'm like, I feel like maybe Seth Rollins has been around long enough now that that's a hard thing to sell me on.
Yeah.
Like, he's a pretty established star. Like, granted, he was out injured, but, yeah, no, he's main evented wrestling. Like, yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
He's kind of been the guy for a while.
He's not some young up-and-comer.
Squad Zero, if you go to the VGCW, I think all the archives are up on their Twitch channel, but they also have a bunch of that stuff on YouTube. I don't know if it's everything, but you should be able to find it. It's around.
But also, like, they did a trailer for it that has no game footage in it.
Right.
Which is smart.
Their first trailers always start that.
And so it's just, like, Seth Rollins destroying a bunch of fucking, like, wrestling memorabilia. Like, he broke into the fucking WWE prop warehouse and is, like, you know, like, literally. No, yeah. It's like he's pushing fucking Stone Cold's ATV down and it blows up. And he's fucking... cutting the head off an Andre the Giant statue and, like, all this other dumb shit.
That's pretty good.
And, yeah, like, it's pretty good, but also you just look at it and go, like, I mean, like, they already did the Legend Killer thing with Randy Orton, so it just seems weird.
He's the Legend or Killer.
Right, it just seems like a really weird thing of, like, that's not really the Seth Rollins character that he portrays, like... It fits into the messaging around the game, but it just seems...
Also, he's not a heel right now, right?
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's not. But he's, like, cutting the head off fucking Andre, and you're like, well, that's...
Yeah, that's a little bit more of, like, a Nexus-type move.
Or... Yeah, on one hand, it's like, yeah, that's, you know, yeah, be fucking tough and fuck everybody and, you know, and all that, because, like, to fit into the game tagline, but, yeah, it's a strange look. ESPN is embarrassed if there are people at ESPN that are just like, well, this is us now, I guess, when they're doing shit like exclusively announcing who is on the cover of a wrestling video game.
You know, they gotta fill those daytime hours.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they just had all those layoffs recently, so I think they're just happy anything gives them any sort of attention or business right now.
Right.
Wrestling I've been watching is, like, I watched all of that last New Japan pay-per-view, and then I've been slowly catching back up on Lucha Underground, and that's been it.
Yeah. How was the Okada Omega match?
It was fantastic.
Yeah. I heard some people saying it was better than the... previous one.
Like, the first one, I think, had more, a little more in the way of, like, crazy, sort of, like, unexpected spots, whereas this one was just, like, they kind of just started going right from the start and just didn't stop.
Yeah.
Like, cool. The pace of it was just so crazy. And that, Takahashi-Kushida match was also fucking spectacular. I'm real curious to see how that U.S. stuff starts to shake out.
Right, yeah. Because that's just them on their own. That's not them with ROH, is it?
Yep, it is totally them.
Cool.
So, like, the first show is a lot of the American guys wrestling the Japanese guys, you know, the established names.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of hoping that once they kind of lay that groundwork, they can not rely on that as much, because I don't really need to see the one Billy Gunn wrestling Tanahashi. Like, it's not...
That's the match everyone's been fucking waiting for.
Yeah, but, you know, I understand why you do that to start off.
Yeah. I mean, this song's already on my phone.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, didn't need to put this on the Spotify playlist. I already got this.
Now you got it twice.
Yeah.
Twice is nice.
Shibata that got hurt?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he, like, straight up had a brain hemorrhage, because that motherfucker cannot stop throwing real headbutts. The last thing I heard was that he's not going to ever wrestle again, but he may start working as a trainer for New Japan once he's fully recovered.
Yeah.
Which probably won't be until next year at the earliest.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's just, it sucks, because I love that dude. He was super good. I just wish he would, always that he would stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's so unnecessary. Like, no one needs to see dudes' heads colliding, like, at speeds that fucking high and that hard. Throw your hard chest kicks, do your hard chops, just fucking leave the head out of it.
Yeah.
More jams.
Or wrestling music. Good. Good on that one. Ah, yes. It's easy to forget that this was like a really big song.
What's that?
That this was like a really big song.
Yeah.
Like Alien Ant Farm's cover of Smooth Criminal was like a big deal. Like, it put them on the map, and then they promptly disappeared from said map. And they like that one other song.
The very early 2000s were a weird time for music.
Yeah.
Alright, this is the shit I hear people listening to when they're fucking blasting their music down my street in Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that I don't get a lot of, like, you know, American hip-hop or whatever, you know, even, like, standard Eurotrance. It's like fucking, it's always, like, Eastern Bloc-ass fucking dance music.
Right.
Or, like, Turkish techno. Which is admittedly, I think, more interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. That's cool in its own weird way. This song just sounds like it sounds like they're kidding. Like, you listen to this and go like, oh, this, okay, sure.
Was this
like for a TV show or something? It's just like...
Yeah, this is the Eurovision song that only Greece gives 12 points to.
Right. Or like, hey, did you write this to play under some Tim and Eric bit? Or like what?
All right, there's too many layers of wrong here.
Yeah, it's... Because, I mean, this song has no lyrics. Yeah. I always had real problems with fucking Axel F. suddenly becoming known as... fucking Crazy Frog or whatever the fuck. Like, it's really bummed me out.
Did that happen? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's like 20... That's like early 2000s when ringtones were all the rage and the fucking Crazy Frog ringtone is everywhere. And it's just a fucking remix of Axel F.
See, I had an Axel F ringtone, but it was just Axel F.
Right, yeah. Well, you were fucking kicking it old school, I guess. I don't know. But it was like a version of Axel F that had like some fucking...
Yeah, one thing we learned is that frogs and the internet don't mix.
Fair enough. And like we missed it a little bit here because it was happening like a little bit before ringtones were widely available in the US.
Right.
But like the song re-entered the charts in the UK and all kinds of fucking horrible shit.
What the fuck are they doing over there?
And then the Kidz Bop Kids decided to do a cover version of this song that doesn't have any words, really.
Alright, here we go.
Yeah. Some music you can shit your pants to.
This one CKY album still kind of holds up.
I feel like this one CKY song...
there's a couple of other good songs on this album.
Like two.
Yeah. Bam Margera is still shitting it up around Petaluma?
You know, I don't really hang out downtown as much, so I assume so, but I probably haven't seen him in 4 years.
All right. I think I saw Dimitri posting with him on Facebook or something recently, so I assume he's still around somewhere.
Yeah. I think he's still with
whoever that girl was.
Whatever the hell her name is. It's from here. I read an interview with him recently that was interesting. It's just like him kind of coming to terms with like, yeah, I fucking got way fucked up and like stopped fucking caring about skating and it really fucked my shit up. And now I'm just trying to fucking skate. Just trying to go places to fucking skate.
Yeah, someone in the chat was saying that he was skating again. Which, hey, good. That's probably the best thing for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like he got in a pretty bad place.
Hey, you know, when that Jackass fame wears off, aren't a whole lot of places to go.
Right, yeah.
At least he had something he could fall back on.
Well, for a while, like, they had a radio show on fucking satellite radio and other shit like that, too. That I want to say was just, like, CKY, you know, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It was just, like, Bam Margera radio show.
Here's a solid hour of him.
Him and Jimmy Pop. Hanging out, I don't know.
God.
Yeah. at my limits. Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. There's this fucking shred cover of the Sailor Moon music. From their hot album, Anime Openings 2.
Anime Openings 1 just didn't really... And it didn't really connect with audiences.
No, definitely not.
But this is the one. This is the one that's going to make
all right, fine, here's Sailor Moon. Fuck you. I mean, I prefer the you know, dub.
Ah, Little Debbie.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. 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 I like good music.
Yeah. This is good music.
When it comes on, I respond to it.
This meets the bare minimum requirement to be considered music. Really a shame her career didn't take off.
What do you mean? She just put out new music.
Uh-huh.
This is good rap. This is a lot of good bars, is what they call it. She's spitting bars.
She start hanging out with like Carmella or something. Really, really get her career going.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Sure.
Krayshawn's not still doing stuff, right? Is she?
No, I don't think so. For a while, she was streaming The Warriors on Twitch.
Okay.
Or at least last time I saw, thought about Krayshawn. She was playing The Warriors on PS2.
It's a good game.
Yeah. Krayshawn's album was not incredible, but when you listen to Lil Debbie, you really understand, like her own way.
Lil Debbie's talent was that she was just kind of there.
Sure.
This is not a bad cover of Sabotage. I mean, I think I sing it a little better, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that just that makes you a good judge of what is a good Sabotage cover, you know? It kind of just makes me want to listen to Sabotage.
Yeah, that's fair. No one would mistake it for a superior version of Sabotage. Hell yeah, Jerry Reed.
Fucking A. Why can't they name wrestling pay-per-views after good songs?
Seriously.
Where's WWE and Eastbound and Down? WWE straight out of Compton. WWE, hey, we want some pussy. You know? Just for example.
WWE, the frog song, parentheses, Axel F.
Yeah, yeah. WWE Mambo number 5.
I think someone in the chat said that.
Nice.
I drive a pickup because you'll never see a woman say, "Oh, look at that badass Prius." Is an actual thing that is not a sticker, but like an actual plastic thing mounted on the window of this truck. Of this Dodge truck.
What the fuck? Like, it's not even like a nice
truck.
Yeah. Also, what?
Nobody's gonna fuck you for your truck, dude.
I'm gonna push you up against that truck and fuck your brains out, man. No.
Sorry, dude.
Like, maybe if there was a second placard below it that was like, also, sometimes you need to haul stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's a valid thing. You can't haul shit in a Prius.
Yeah. And, it, you know, as has been, like, pretty well established, like, if this guy was specifically trying to have sex in a car, the Prius is not the ideal vehicle for that. Some fucking knockoff Dragon Force shit.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of patience for that sort of stuff.
It's fair.
This song is going anywhere. Okay.
It's like they just took a Mr. Oizo song and like animated by 25% or so.
Yeah. Like turn groove up 4%, anime up 90%. I hit my limit on that one.
Yep. I imagine that song takes on a much, you know, stronger, makes a much stronger impression when you're actually fucking a body pillow to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, most songs do, to be honest. I've heard.
Fuck is this?
It's Punk Goes Pop Volume 4.
Oh.
Where all your favorite punk bands, punk rock bands, cover pop songs.
Oh, wow. That's a whole new twist on pop that I never would have considered.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh. This fucking song.
Oh man, it's like I'm watching Can't Hardly Wait again.
Yeah. Great question.
I'm gonna look it up. I wanna know. Shock of shocks, most of these are about the Cadillac car body.
Ah, yeah, that's
not as much about the rapper.
Weird.
Broham Band, there we go. Broham was a short-lived rap rock new metal side project founded by Jason Slater from Snake River Conspiracy, ex-Third Eye Blind.
Ex-Third Eye Blind. Always the resume you want to have.
And his childhood friend Luke Oakson, a.k.a. Luke Sick.
Luke Sick.
From Palo Alto, California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Started off drunk and ruined, ended up sad, lonely. They released one album in 2000, which was a commercial flop.
But they'll always have the Can't Hardly Wait soundtrack.
Yep.
This song sounds like something that would be touring with LFO somewhere.
Yes.
Alright.
That's about all you need.
Yeah. Wake your punk ass up for the 93 shot. MCX in the motherfucking house. Gia. And it ain't nothing but a Compton thing, y'all. And we ain't nothing but niggas on the run. And this goes out to my niggas. Gia. A fucked up childhood is not the way I am. Nice. Yeah.
I just wanted to hear him say Gia a couple of times.
Did you know that ICP continues to make music?
Yes, I did.
Like, there are, like, albums that keep coming out.
I have not heard a new ICP album in a very long time, but I know they continue to churn them out.
I feel like everything past The Great Malenko was really not...
kind of unnecessary, yeah.
Like, they could have stopped there and...
Well, at the very least, they had to get those last two Joker's cards out.
Well, yes. Of course.
Those Joker's cards were not very good.
No.
Even for ICP.
Nope. And then this shit, just like, what the fuck? God.
Look, they've got a little cottage industry. They gotta
oh,
keep
yeah,
it going.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm 99% sure this actually is... Yes, this was on... This was a Eurovision song this year.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, what country was this?
Benelux!
Is that a kind of...
I don't
Yeah, no, the whole thing is it's a yodel song. They yodel.
Yeah, no, I get it.
They do it. Romania, that's right.
Ah, okay.
Home of yodeling.
Yeah.
As we all know.
The yodel... fucking capital. Song that needs like a rap breakdown. Like it's that kind of poppy R&B thing. But we'll never know.
Speaking of good rap,
finally some hip hop. It's a catchy song.
Yeah. That's all we needed of that.
Here we go. Good songs done better.
Yes.
Than the original. Like, already great music. And then you put it in the hands of true maestros.
Finally, my children can enjoy Maroon Pop. Or Maroon 5.
No, you just, yeah.
Maroon Pop,
they
whatever.
Change their name to Maroon Pop.
Whatever the fuck. You can enjoy it without all the filth.
Get all the fucking dirty talk out of my Maroon 5 songs. Give it to some children to sing. Some people I can trust. Now I'm jaded, you say I don't care. My ego is dead.
This is Mike says, I saw Maroon 5 in concert for $10. Ask me anything. Okay, first question. Why?
How did that happen?
Explain yourself.
Like, there's something somehow even... Well, no, it's, like, easy. Like, it is even more unsettling to hear children singing about how they dance like Mick Jagger.
Yes.
Like, it was already like, what? There was also that other song that came out, like, I want to say well before this one, called Jagger 67, that was like a better take on the concept of being like Mick Jagger was when Mick Jagger was Mick Jagger.
Right. Because it was $10 for good seats. Also, Al City open. Need I say more? Well, actually,
I mean, kind of like,
yeah,
okay, I mean,
you kind of do sure. Need to elaborate on this a little bit.
This fucking Maroon 5 Al City double bill. I mean, honestly, I am kind of amazed that, like, tickets for that would be $10.
Yeah.
That seems like the sort of thing that they would charge
considerably more money.
Way more
for
than that. Al City guy needs whatever it is he needs to fucking combat the insomnia. That costs money. $10 is not going to cover it. Yeah, just fucking banger after banger with this stuff.
This was the pre-The Voice era of Maroon 5, so that's probably why it was so cheap. I mean, it was still pretty popular before he got on that show.
I was gonna say, like, that's not...
Like,
yeah.
he was still doing stuff. Like, he was...
Like, that band was still that band before that. Like, I guess...
$10 still seems cheap.
I had never really... I guess I didn't know that guy was on The Voice.
Yeah, he's been on for a while.
Okay. I feel like that would be a sign that maybe the ticket prices need to come down.
Yeah.
Remember all those... That fucking initial period when Owl City got big and people were like, why is this dude making a Postal Service album?
I don't really remember that, because that was not an era of music I was paying a great deal of attention to.
Yeah.
I do remember that song being everywhere and thinking, yeah, that's a lot like the Postal Service.
Yeah, it was weird, because the whole album kind of sounds like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's...
I mean, the Postal Service isn't making more Postal Service,
yeah,
so
right.
I guess.
And that was kind of like his take on it, if I remember right, was this feeling of like, well, you know, maybe this is what comes, maybe this is the new Postal, you know? Like, this real kind of non-committal, like, yeah, I don't know, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, it's music for people who refuse to commit to music.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're fine. The stuff I've heard of them just seems tolerable.
Like, I don't dislike Owl City, but, like, I just remember those interviews being really weird. Because, like, he wouldn't necessarily... It felt like he wasn't coming out and saying, like, yeah, I really like the Postal Service.
Yeah.
It was more of a, like, trying to be coy, like, oh, well, you know, maybe...
Alex, the venue was also literally called Jiffy Lube Live. All right, well, I think now we have the key piece of information.
Yeah, this is coming together in a way that I can appreciate.
Painting a picture here.
Like, reading the interviews, it was like, it felt like it was maybe, like, on the path. Like, not right there, but, like, on the same path where you get that fucking Vanilla Ice interview of him going, no, these songs are totally different. Who is David Bowie? What is Queen? What is that? What? What? Under? What? What is that? I'm glad to have a version of this song that I can play for my kids.
Yep.
Because the other song is fucking filthy.
Without these horny dudes jumping around.
Yeah. Those guys are all like let's have the sex. And this version replaces that with, hey, which is something the kids can listen to. Do you think anyone involved with the Kidz Bop project has gone on to anything of note?
If they have, they have kept their history a well-guarded secret.
Like, has anyone from, like, oh yeah, I was on Kidz Bop 14, and now I have my own career.
And now I'm a U.S. senator.
Yeah, right.
Getter says, dubstep is dead.
I want to hear his case. I want to hear Getter's case for this.
On August 2nd, Linkin Park and Machine Gun Kelly are playing at Jiffy Lube Live.
That sounds like a fucking terrible show.
Yup.
God.
That's going to be the Linkin Park show where they mostly just play the new album. Because that's what you want.
Machine Gun Kelly is the fucking worst.
Yeah, he's not good. He's really not good. He's pretty good when he's getting powerbombed. That's about it.
I would rather listen to fucking 4 Macklemore songs at once.
At least 2 of them being Kidz Bop versions.
Sure, whatever. That's all he had to say about it was, here's a sample of someone saying, dubstep's fucking dead.
Yep, I made a song about it. It goes like this.
All right. Oh, and then it's kind of got a little bit of this in it, too. Hey, if I roll down this window, can you snap that mirror back in?
Yeah.
This would be like if Jay-Z put out Death of Auto-Tune and then had, like, a ton of Auto-Tune on it.
Yes. Yeah, it's always really good when you are fucking the corpse of the thing you are proclaiming to be dead in the song that you wrote about the thing being dead.
Like, nobody's into that anymore. Now listen to some of it.
Gonna be a tight squeeze.
Yeah, they do this sometimes and it really fucking sucks.
I think you can make it. You could just eke that thing up by like a foot and you'd be fine.
Yeah.
I see this building's coming together.
Yeah, I mean it hasn't fallen yet.
That's
good. The slab has not crushed everyone below this food truck or anything. All right.
Yes.
Ooh.
With that, we are going to go to work now.
Yes.
We'll see y'all later.
Yes.